Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Glad you're back with us. You know, not surprisingly, the story came out Wednesday that Sam Page's attorneys have gone to court claiming that the case against him is rife with errors, I think is how they put it. And they think that it needs to be dismissed, and I'm sure they do, because, of course, currently he's running for re-election, and the man running against him is current County Councilman Dennis Hancock. We've got him on the phone this morning. Dennis, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Congratulations on 25 years at KFTK.
Well, thank you. I've been here for probably 20 of those, so I'm thrilled with that. Thank you for saying that. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Absolutely. I plan to be there.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. We will all be there as well. Again, you can check out the website at 971talk.com/events if you would like to join us. It's free. We'd love to see you tonight. So, Dennis, you I'm sure seen the story by now where I'm sure Sam Page's high-priced lawyers are in there trying to get his felony charges dismissed against him.
Well, I'm sure he's paying them a lot of money to do exactly that, and I believe that the judge has taken it under advisement, and we probably will have a trial sometime in the spring.
Wow, that's gonna rock the race for a county executive.
Well, I think that when you look at Page's overall record, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. When you look at his record during COVID and what he did there, and just, blatantly ignored the wishes of the council and the advice of everyone around him who was telling him, don't shut everything down. Well, he went ahead and did it anyway, and we see what happened. The St. Louis County's rates of infection were no less than St. Charles County's or any of the other surrounding counties. So I think that, when you look at his record, it's one of corruption, of crime, and just simply of incompetence. And that's what I plan to bring up during the campaign.
They should have had no Kings protest during COVID, too, because he absolutely told the council to stand down because he was the doctor in the room and he would make all the policies and dictate it through his health department. And As you know, this is Dan Buck, by the way. Good to talk to you. But as you know, I was in the forefront of him shutting down schools and athletic venues, including mine out in Hazelwood. And, he just thwarted business and activities and impacted so many kids negatively with his extended shutdowns. And it just it was mind blowing. But, we have short memories, unfortunately. Have the members within the council forgotten that? I know he doesn't have a majority of support from the council. Obviously, you and Gretchen and Mark on the Republican side continue to fight. But, you know, is there any chance of being a primary challenger against him? Anybody willing to step into the fray and take him on head to head on the primary side?
My understanding is that State Senator Brian Williams has announced that he's running on the Democrat side. I would not be surprised if there's at least one, if not two more, who get into the race on the Democrat side as well. I think they see him as a detriment to the party at this point. And but his ego is not going to allow him to just simply walk away. And so I think that he's going to fight it out till the end.
Wow. And that's ego, pure and simple. His ego gets in the way. We all know that much about him, that he is not one to take people's advice, including people within his own party who say you really, for the good of the party, should step down. But he's not the type to do that.
That's exactly the way I read it, Dan. It's sad when you see that happen, because, you know, if politics shouldn't be this hard, governing shouldn't be this hard. But we have to fight on every issue, and it just seems like such a waste of time and energy. And so we need somebody in the county executive's office who will lead, but lead a group that's willing to be led. If you know, when you find that the people you're trying to lead don't want to follow you, maybe it's time to look at where are you going with them, and making sure that you're going to end up in the right place for the residents of St. Louis County.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good point. Dennis Hancock, our guest, county councilman, currently running for county executive as a Republican candidate. You know, I think maybe Donald Trump's laid out a blueprint for us here. Instead of building a new Taj Mahal for the county government, why don't we just find several rich donors who'll just build us one?
Well, I think, you know, that's certainly a possibility, but I've been fighting for the last 3 years just to simply get a price for what it's going to cost us to become compliant with the Clayton fire codes.
Right.
And I can't get that out of the administration. So to me, we obviously have a goal in mind that hasn't clearly been shared with everybody, but we have to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And to me, the simplest way to do that is be compliant become compliant. And then after we do that, let's take the appropriate amount of time to decide what does the future look like for us. Do we spend the money to fix up the building we're in? Do we look to go to the voters and say, hey, let us move the government out of Clayton and reestablish a county seat someplace else that maybe makes more sense?
Wow. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you about the Rams money. I mean, that was another horrific deal that that Page got the county into, getting so little of that money and allowing the city to take a much bigger chunk and the convention center taking a bigger chunk. What's come about from what money was given to the county? Even though you guys generate most of that hotel tax, you didn't get much of it in return in the Rams deal. Where's that money sitting, and how is it planned to be used?
Well, we've taken the council since if you go back a few years when we first did that, we looked at where are we with the Rams settlement, and we found out it was in an account that was bearing little to no interest. Yeah. And so we made the move to move it to a higher interest bearing account while we decided what to do. The council has voted to take $40 million of that and improve the streets in our subdivisions in unincorporated St. Louis County, streets that haven't been touched in decades.
Right.
And look like they were never, ever paid. And so we're started that process now. The other thing that Dr. Page wants to do is take $65 million of that Rams settlement money and use it to balance next year's budget.
Jeez.
Which as far as the council is concerned, is a non-starter.
No, it's got to be a non-starter.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear that. And one more piece of evidence of we need some common sense back in the county executive's office.
God forbid we cut spending, right?
For sure.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's my point exactly, Dan, is we're talking about a gap of about 10% of the budget. Man. And so, I go back to my days in Fenton as mayor, when we lost Chrysler, that was 15% of our revenue when Chrysler shut down. And so we were able to do that without talking about raising taxes, we had to cut a few non-essential services, but we managed our way through it. And I don't know why the county executive isn't capable of doing that.
Yeah, it's a great point. Dennis Hancock, we'll look forward to seeing you tonight out at the big birthday party in Chesterfield.
Sounds great, Mark. Look forward to seeing you there. Dan, say hi to your family for me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.